Life is. I want to continue the theme throughout this year. For each and every one of you, understand that life, what we're living as individuals, is an individual lifestyle. It's an individual meaning for everything. Each person looks at their life and needs to understand that God created me individually. God created me just like I am. And God said, when you give your heart to my son, I will make certain that you will be able to fulfill my gift of promise that I've placed in your life. There is no such thing as a failure for a Christian. Now, all of us, we look at our life and we worry about, you know, all the things that we have done wrong, all the mistakes. And then, if that's not enough, we decide to worry about the ones we're going to make that we haven't made yet. Like our wagon's not full enough. Well, God said, listen to me. I'm putting you on planet Earth for a purpose. I'm putting you down there with free will. Remember, we are the only of God's creation that are given the freedom of choice. God says, I'm giving you the free will to reject my love. I'm giving you the free will to take my love and conquer life. I'm giving you the freedom to be who I have created you to be. So you take that promise and you apply it to your life. Now, moms and dads, I know it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, everybody. But moms and dads, listen to me. It's rough raising your children. It's rough. Now, I know some of you are not going to believe this. It's rough putting up with each other. Difficult. Sometimes your husband or wife can become difficult. You may have a different word for that. But God says, I am going to bless you. I'm going to bless your marriage. I'm going to bless you with the ability to touch the life of the children that are placed in your charge. Some of us couldn't have our own children. Great blessing that that Faye and I got was Jason. Awesome. My grandson. Awesome. And, of course, my daughter-in-law is pretty neat, too. There. But you see what I mean? I want you to know that God said this is the plan. Well, Lord, I don't understand why I can't do this and it's not working the same in my life. Because your life is different from anyone else's. God created you for a special purpose. And that special purpose may be a special personality that he's going to give you and put in your life. So accept that. But I want us to understand that life is training children to pack and pull their wagon of life. I went all over the church this morning looking for a wagon. Surely we got a wagon here. No wagons. But the life wagon that you're pulling and have been pulling in your life, you don't see it either. The world can't see it. But I guarantee you, you got a wagon. And as you walk through life, you're pulling that wagon. Sometimes it gets a little heavy. Sometimes a few things fall off of it. Sometimes everything's going just perfect and you think, you know, I could pull two of these. No, stick to the one. Because God has blessed you with the ability to pull and pack a life wagon. Now, as you're raising your children, according to Scripture, we are to teach and train our children the way that they should go. And as they are old, they will not depart from that. That's the Word of God. So therefore, here's our responsibility as parents. We are to look at that wagon, and we are to train our children, our grandchildren, and all the children that God has placed in our charge. You are to train them to pack different items in that wagon for life. Here's your strange one I want you to pack in it for your children. You make sure that your children understand something, that eternity is real. Eternity is real. Now, in eternity, that means you're going to be in it forever. It is real. So you pack eternity in that wagon. You put it there. And you remind that child that they are to remember where you pack the lessons about eternity. You see, eternity is for everyone, but they have a choice. Eternity is guaranteed. Pack it in the wagon, but remember, eternity includes eternal living, eternal life with Jesus Christ, or it includes eternal dying. Now, let me tell you something about the eternal dying part. You're an eternal being, so therefore you are going to live, or you're going to exist forever. The choice is, do you want to live forever, or do you want to die forever? So therefore you tell the kids and explain it to them in a way as they grow, eternally accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life meant that I am a saved individual. That means I eternally will be living in heaven with my Lord and Savior. Eternal life. If I reject Christ, I will be eternally dying, but never able to die. Now, that's enough of hell for me to know that. That those of us who are really hurting, those of us who are dealing with wounds and everything else from combat, those of us who are going through life right now and going through all of the pain of life, can you imagine remaining that way throughout eternity, but worse? But you don't have to. You see, I know that when I leave this body, I'm in good shape. I got it. But I also know this. I'm responsible for what I do with what I have left of this body. I'll talk to the Lord about the pain. You may hear me yell. You may hear me grunt. You will hear me grunt. You may hear all of that, but I want you to know something. The Lord said, I want you to take my word, Larry, and I want you to preach it. When I'm through with you preaching on earth, you can come on and be with me. See, I have a responsibility. And the Lord knows every aspect of my life. And he says, now, but I want you to stand for me as long as I give you that strength to stand. Now, if you can't raise your arm, I'll send Joey, Randy on both sides to raise your arms for you. We'll make that body work. Are you getting it? Well, you're teaching your children this. You're teaching them that they're going to be able to live eternally with that peace of mind that only Christ can give. Now, I want you to listen to this scripture. Jesus is walking along with his disciples, and Jesus is teaching. Mark 10, verse 17, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him, fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked. Now pay attention to that. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" What must I do to inherit eternal life? Listen to me, Christian. I can't do anything to inherit eternal life. Jesus already did what it takes for me to inherit eternal life. It's guaranteed to me. He did it. He did it because you and I can't do it. But Jesus was looking at the heart of a religious individual, an individual that was really wanting to get it right. And he's looking to the depth of the heart of that individual as he's crying out, "What must I do?" And Jesus looked at him. And he was proud of him. Because you see, one thing that this man had packed in his life wagon was a rule book. It's called the Holy Bible. All this word of God, my friends, let me tell you, this is the rule for living. This is the rule of life. It's all in the book. And it's God's word. You can count on it. But what you need to understand is that your salvation goes to the person of who Christ is in you. The rule book he gives you. I want you to look. If you do this, then this is going to happen. If you do this, you're going to get hurt doing that. And then we try to teach our kids the same thing. What is it? First be God. Be careful. Don't shoot it at a post. Don't shoot the side of the barn, because the BB is going to pop back and possibly put your eye out. That's all I heard as a kid. Don't shoot the BB gun. A BB will put your eye out. What'd you give it to me for? For goodness sakes.
Because you begged for it.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? For goodness sakes. So be careful. You do the warning, give them the rule book for life, pack it in there gently, but understand this, there's more to the story, Jesus is saying. He's looking at the guy and he's taking pity on the guy. The guy is so sincere. Now listen to what Jesus says. Mark 10, verses 18 through 20. "Why do you call me good?" Now I want you all to stop that for a second. See, he gets out. Jesus knows his heart, knows his mind, knows all the rules that's in the book through the Old Testament. He knows all of this. And as Jesus is looking at him, he says, "Why do you call me good?" Here's an underlying truth that Jesus was applying to this man's heart. The only way, because he knew the rule book, only God can be considered good. He knew the rules. Only God is great. So Jesus looks at him and said, "Why do you call me good? Don't you understand, son, that you're looking at me and my Father is revealing to you that I am your Savior? I am God incarnate. Don't you understand it?" But he asked him that. "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone." Jesus knew. He knew that. So why would this devout legalist, why would he look at Jesus, this man, and call him good? Because he had received the revelation from God the Father. "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." He knew it in his heart. He knew it in his spirit. But oh man, did he have trouble with it. We'll look at that trouble. Jesus looks at him and says, you know the commandments. Hey, you read the book. I see it in your mind. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And then he says, teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Can't you picture the pride welling up in him? All these rules, I know them well. I was taught them. Lord, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Folks, it's a rule book. I got news for you. Whether you admit it or not, you're going to break the rules. You're going to slip up. You're going to mess up. Things are going to go wrong. And sometimes you're going to choose the wrong over the right. It's going to happen. It's called life. Nothing about life is fair except for Jesus who gave you that life. So the rule book, I know them, oh Lord, I know them, I know them, I know them. But I can't keep them. I haven't kept them. And Jesus would say, yeah, I know. I know you. But that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you something. As you help your children pack that life wagon they're drawing, let them know the difference about eternal living and eternally dying. Let them hear you as you pour out from your heart the great love. There's not a greater book ever printed, ever given to us than the Holy Bible. But folks, you read the Holy Bible without the Holy Spirit directing you, and you got a good book. You read this word through the direction of Almighty God as He's speaking to you, humbly accepting His word in your heart. You got the word of God. It is going to go to your innermost being. Lord, I've done all these things you're talking about since I was a boy. What Jesus was talking about was telling him what he had read. He could see it in his mind. He knew about it. Too often, when we don't pack that wagon for our children properly, they get confused. They will get confused in works and grace. The faith. Faith is tough. Faith is believing what you don't see. But knowing what you don't see is going to be there. Faith is trusting someone else. Folks, faith in Jesus Christ is the only hope that you have or your family has. But you got to make sure you pack that in the wagon. Pack faith in the wagon so they will have it with them. What you pack in that wagon, they will pull through life. Now, they may not pay attention to it through half a life. That's not your job. The Holy Spirit does the convicting. Neither parent can you save anyone. Every one of us would love for all of the children to be saved, all of our loved ones to be saved. And they can be. But that's by an act of God bringing that person, whoever it might be, under conviction by the Holy Spirit. And then that individual, child or adult, that individual accepting through faith that Jesus is talking to him. I've never seen Jesus personally. But I also tell you this, I don't know when Jesus has not been personal with me. I can't look back at a time in my life when I didn't believe Jesus existed. I can look back and tell you when I went forward to make it public through baptism. When you are baptized, what you're doing, you're telling everybody who's watching, I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection. I accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. Very important. You are proclaiming Jesus to a lost and dying world. I believe. Oh, that training children and that wagon they pull. It's not an easy job. And do you know, Christian, you stay on your face in prayer. You forget to pray. You read your scripture, or you forget to read your scripture. Let me tell you something. You do not control God's love for you. Do you quit loving your child just because they do just the opposite of what you ask them to do? Oh, that's never happened, Brother Larry. Now you're lying. That's life. That happens. So Jesus looks at us, and as Jesus looks at us, he is telling us the secrets for life itself. Pack wise choices, wise choosings. Pack that in the wagon that child is going to pull through life. Let him choose wisely, because he is going to be faced with the worldview, or he's going to be faced with God's view, or he will be faced with God's view. Choosing the world and their view, or God and what he says. Well, let me give you a hint. What God says is going to happen has always happened since before time began. God's never been wrong. I would choose for you, if I could, wisely to choose God's view of life, God's view for you in this life. Mark 10, verses 21 through 23. Listen to it. Jesus looked at him. You know, he's proud. I've done all of this, Lord. Now he's waiting for the declaration. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing, you got all these things, but one thing you lack. He said, go, sell everything you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. There's nothing wrong with you being rich. Enjoy it. Here's your problem. This was his problem. Have faith. Jesus told them, his disciples, if you have given up much for me, whatever you've given up, if you've lost your family because you're following me, I want you to know that in this life, I will return to you 100-fold what you have left behind, what you lost. Don't you see? He's telling the guy, have faith. You have faith in me. Don't trust in the wealth that you have. Have faith in me, because if you gave up everything you have, I would give you 100-fold more. You see, Jesus says, I gave it up for you. But what I gave up for you, I expect from you trust, faith. Believe that I will take care of you. Believe that I will do what I say. That's faith. And when you have faith, you will be so blessed that I will pour out so many blessings on you from heaven that your cup cannot handle the blessing. It's going to overflow. You then will overflow with blessings to all those around you. Oh, get the picture, folks. Pull that wagon of life. But make sure that you have packed in it faith, trusting. Or, you know, I just going to see how it's going to work out this way. You know, I have to look at it now and several things in life. Because you all knowing battles with cancer, 5 different ones and all of this stuff, knowing all of that. But let me tell you something. When the doctors say we can't get in there and get this, Larry, it's wrapped around the aorta. It's wrapped around the vena cava. Brother Randy, I did that easy. Brother Randy, I want you to know something. The Lord happened to have created my aorta and vena cava. And I was blessed. And who would have thought it? Shooting double poisons in me called immunotherapy, filling me up with poison, and the poison killed the cancer. That don't sound right. But that sure does sound like God, doesn't it? He said, trust me. Now, don't be foolish. God sent us doctors. It's all of these smart people. You'll be surprised how many people will let you know how smart they are. Me and Joey and Randy, we just sat back because we know they're not. And we're just barely hanging on. But folks, listen. Trust, Jesus said to him. Have faith that I'll take care of the situation. But he couldn't handle it. He just couldn't because he couldn't see it. All he could think of was losing it all. And here was a problem. Hebrew culture that he grew up in, that's why when I do any kind of study, background and all, I find out what was said and what type of culture it was said in. I must know who Jesus was talking to at the time when the statement was made. Find out the culture. In Hebrew culture, the more you had in your wagon, the closer you were with God. Meant God was going to bless you. Now you keep my commandments. You do what I want and tell you to do. Then I want you to know that I'm going to bless you more and more. So they had it in their mind that the more they had in their wagon, the more blessed they were by God. And here Jesus comes along and says, that is not right. The more you're willing to give up of the blessings that my Father has given you, the more you're willing to trust me that you're going to be okay. That's your guarantee of happiness. But many will turn it down. No, I got to turn loose. Huh. I have to turn loose in order to hold on. Please hear me, folks. You do not hold on to Jesus. Jesus holds on to you. You got me? When I said yes to Jesus, I could not protect myself. I could not. I could. They wouldn't even baptize me because they said I was too young. Only me and the Lord and the heavenly host knew that I was saved. Because Oh, he's too young. He doesn't know what he's doing. I grew up with those people who told me that. I never did think that any of them knew what they were doing. As I grew, please trust the Lord when he touches a heart. I worry sometimes about parents who said, you know, my child is too young to know what they're doing. You're going to go through life too young to know what I'm doing. Jesus touched my heart at 8 years old, thereabouts. My dad was dead. I didn't have anybody, but I knew that the Lord had touched me. But it wasn't in the tradition of the day to let that happen. Do you know what the tradition of that day was? Many of you grew up in my era. 12 years old, that's it. You're going through life. Everybody's saying, you're a good kid, you're a good kid, you're a good kid. And you get 12 years old in that culture, and you go in one night and say, by the way, you're going to hell if you don't accept Jesus and be baptized. And I think, what in the world happened? What did the child do wrong all of a sudden? You got it? Okay. Jesus says, no, it's in me is your peace. Pack that in the wagon for them. Let them know when I touch their life, you support them. You lift them up. You give them the courage. You be there. Because Jesus many times touched the life of a child while that child was still in the womb of the mom. Scripture after scripture with it. Here's your last one. Very important. Pack godly possibilities. Godly possibilities. All things are possible. All things are possible with Jesus. You pack that in that wagon your child is going to pull. When the world says you can't do it, you don't have the ability. It is my Savior who gives you the ability. It is our Creator who touches that heart of yours and that mind. It is He. And when He said, I declare to you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to go and be what I've called you to be. Let me suggest something to you. You go. And Jesus will take care of the being part. He will lead you through it. Jesus will give you the being that you need. Jesus will give you that strength and that courage. A possibility for anything in any situation. Oh, we can't get it. That's okay. Let's let Jesus do it. Larry, you going to let them shoot all that poison in you? I didn't let them do it when I was serving in Vietnam, but they loaded me up with it. And God has led me through all of this. Listen, Mark 10, verses 26, 27. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, God bless them, Brother Randy. They weren't too bright, but Jesus loved all 12. Don't get me wrong. They were His hand chosen. But they could never get it. Well, you know, it don't make sense. Because they grew up in that culture also. Who then can be saved? If after this man have kept all the rules that we're told to keep, and you're telling him this, then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Oh, it's a rough changeover for them. They grew up into legalism. Jesus comes with grace. And Jesus says, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. I am your fulfillment of it. Learn the Ten Commandments. Learn what I have told you and understand something. These are a life lesson for you to live while on planet Earth. You're going to need them because of your human condition. So here's the book, a guideline. But I want you to know, eternity is by faith in Jesus Christ. I am saved because I believed. And Jesus says, that's all you need, Larry. My peace is with you. My peace will remain with you. I still pull that wagon. Ever so often, I go through it right up here, and I think, you know, I should have thrown that one thing out a long time ago. Because life and eternal life, they're very difficult to mix together. Because life has a way of trying to make you doubt that you can do it just by faith alone. When Jesus has given you eternal life, and he says, I guarantee you can. Let's pray. Father, I praise you, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy of salvation, for your love, dear Lord God, that you have for each one of us. Touch us now, Father, I pray. Give us strength, give us courage, give us boldness, dear Lord God, as each of us follow you. Father, thank you for giving us the wisdom to pack the wagon. Thank you, Father, for giving us the strength as parents to lead in that right direction of life, that we don't throw out your rules and guidelines, Father, that we allow them to be a guiding light as we walk on earth. But the super light in our life is Jesus. For we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus' name. I ask your blessing. Amen.